This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020 and today 47 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is February 16. Our reading today will be Numbers chapter 7, verse 1 through 8, verse 4, Psalm 43, verses 1 through 9, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 through 35, and Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 through 66. And we are continuing in the book of Numbers today with a focus on the ordering of the offerings. Let's begin.
Numbers chapter 7 through chapter 8, verse 4. Now it came to pass on the day Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed and sanctified it and all its vessels, and the altar and all its vessels. Then he anointed and sanctified these things. Then the rulers of Israel, the 12 rulers of their fathers' houses, who were the rulers of the tribes and were in charge of the census, brought gifts. They brought their gifts before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 of the rulers, and for each one a young bull, and they presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Receive these things from them so they may be used in doing the works of liturgical service in the tabernacle of testimony. And you shall give these things to the Levites, to every man according to his liturgical service." Thus Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave these things to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon according to their liturgical service, and 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according to their liturgical service, under the authority of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because their liturgical service had to do with the holy place, which they carried on their shoulders. Now the rulers brought their gifts for the dedication of the altar on the day it was anointed. So the rulers brought their gift before the altar. For the Lord said to Moses, "They shall bring their gifts, 1 ruler each day, for the dedication of the altar." So the one who brought his gift on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, ruler of the tribe of Judah. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl. Its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull from the oxen, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, 1 male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Nashon the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nathanael the son of Zuar, ruler of Issachar, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold censer of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull from the oxen, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, and 1 male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Nathanael the son of Zuar. On the third day, Eliab the son of Helon, ruler of Zebulun, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, one gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull from the oxen, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, one male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Eliab the son of Helon. On the 4th day, Eliezer the son of Shedeur, ruler of the children of Reuben, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, one gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, one male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Eliezer the son of Shedeur. On the 5th day, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai, ruler of the children of Simeon, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, one gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull from the oxen, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, one male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the 6th day, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, ruler of the children of Gad, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, one gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull from the oxen, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, one male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Eliasaph the son of Deuel. On the 7th day, Elishama, the son of Amihud, ruler of the children of Ephraim, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, one gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull from the oxen, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year, for a whole burnt offering, one male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Elishama the son of Amihud. On the 8th day, Gamaliel the son of Padajor, ruler of the children of Manasseh, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, one gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, one male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Gamaliel, the son of Padajur. On the 9th day, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, ruler of the children of Benjamin, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, one gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, one male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Abidan the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, Ahiezer the son of Amishadai, ruler of the children of Dan, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, 1 male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Okran, ruler of the children of Asher, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels, according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male kid in its first year for a whole burnt offering, 1 male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the gift of Pagiel the son of Okran. On the 12th day, Ahira the son of Enan, ruler of the children of Naphtali, brought his gift. The gift he brought was 1 silver bowl, its weight was 130 shekels, and 1 silver cup of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them full of fine flour prepared with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold censer of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year for a whole burnt offering, 1 male kid from the goats for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 young heifers, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 ewe lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication gift for the altar from the rulers of Israel, the day it was anointed, 12 silver bowls, 12 silver cups, and 12 gold censers. Each silver bowl weighed 130 shekels, and each cup 70 shekels. All the silver of the vessels weighed 2,400 shekels, according to the holy shekel. The 12 gold censers full of incense weighed 10 shekels apiece, according to the holy shekel. All the gold of the censers weighed 120 shekels. All the oxen for the whole burnt offering were 12 young bulls, the rams 12, the male lambs in their first year 12, with their grain offering, and the male kids from the goats for a sin offering 12. So all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offerings were 24 young heifers, the rams 60, the male goats 60, and the ewe lambs in their first year 60. This was the dedication gift for the altar after it was consecrated and anointed. Now when Moses went into the tabernacle of testimony to speak with him, he heard the voice of the Lord speaking to him from above the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony, from between the 2 cherubim. Thus he spoke to him. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you arrange the lamps, the 7 lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand." Aaron did so. He arranged the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand and lit its lamps, as the Lord commanded Moses. Now this construction of the lampstand was solid gold. Its stem and corolla were solid throughout, according to the form the Lord showed Moses. Thus he made the lampstand. Psalm 43, verses 1 through 9. O God, we heard with our ears, our fathers proclaimed it to us, the work you performed in their days and days of old. Your hand utterly destroyed the nations, and you planted them. You afflicted and cast out peoples, for they did not inherit the land with their sword, and their arm did not save them, but it was your right hand and your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you took pleasure in them. You yourself are my King and God, who commands salvation for Jacob. In you we shall push back our enemies, and in your name we shall scorn those who rise up against us. For I will not hope in my bow, and my sword will not save me. For you saved us from those who afflict us, and you disgraced those who hate us. We shall praise God all day long, and we shall give thanks to your name forever. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 through 35. Now therefore, my son, hear me. Blessed is the man who shall hearken to me, and the man who shall guard my ways, who watches daily at my doors, who keeps watch at the doors of my entryways. For my issues are the issues of life, and grace is prepared from the Lord. But those who sin against me act ungodly toward their own souls, and those who hate me love death. Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 through 66. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, This man is calling for Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, Truly this was the Son of God. And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, After 3 days I will rise. Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, He has risen from the dead, so the last deception will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard. Go your way, make it as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard.
We will soon be in Great Lent, where we will celebrate the Divine Liturgy of St. Basil on Sundays. As we read the story of the crucifixion from St. Matthew today, I thought I'd offer a section of the anaphora from the Liturgy of St. Basil, where he speaks of the purpose of Christ's crucifixion. We see his crucifixion and resurrection, indeed his whole existence on earth, as a man, as a rescue mission to save us. Here is a portion of the Anaphora, and I hope you listen up for it during Divine Liturgy during the period of Great Lent. And when the fullness of time had come, you spoke to us through your Son himself, through whom you created the ages, he being the splendor of your glory and the image of your being, upholding all things by the word of his power, thought it not robbery to be equal with you, God and Father. But being God before all ages, he appeared on earth and lived with mankind. Becoming incarnate from a holy virgin, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, conforming to the body of our lowliness, that he might change us into the likeness of the image of his glory. For since through man sin came into the world, and through sin death, it pleased your only begotten Son, who is in your bosom, God and Father, born of a woman, the holy Theotokos, and of a Virgin Mary, born under the law, to condemn sin in his flesh, so that those who died in Adam may be brought to life in him, your Christ. He lived in this world and gave us precepts of salvation, releasing us from the delusions of idolatry. He guided us to the sure knowledge of you, the true God and Father. He acquired us for himself as his chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Having cleansed us by water and sanctified us with the Holy Spirit, he gave himself as ransom to death, in which we were held captive, sold under sin. Descending into Hades through the cross, that he might fill all things with himself, he loosed the bonds of death. He rose on the third day, having opened a path for all flesh to the resurrection from the dead, since it was not possible that the author of life would be dominated by corruption. So he became the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, the firstborn of the dead, that he might be himself the first in all things. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.